The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with Patty Leahy. This young woman started Easy Peasy Cleaning just a couple years ago, October 2022, in Havelock, North Carolina, serving the fine residents of that town. Patty, say hey.
Hey, y'all.
And we definitely got, for those of you that don't know, like we got a full-on Southern accent going on, and that is half the reason we had her on the podcast is I could listen to this girl read the phone book. So I'm like, well, worst comes to worst, even if she's not interesting, at least her voice will, the lilt of her tone will be good. So what got you into the world of cleaning, sister?
Well, I had recently got out of the military, just had a kid, was going stir crazy at home, just itching to get back to work. And I wanted something that I could create my own schedule for to be able to focus on my son. And that's where cleaning came in. I had always been the cleaner in my house, like the main cleaner. And it just kind of all fell into place. I kind of did it as a joke. My friend was like, well, if you're going to start, might as well just protect yourself and create like an LLC. So I did, and thinking nothing of it, and now I have multiple employees, and it's a full-time thing.
That's awesome. And it's funny, Patty says she had her little boy. For those of you who can't see, she looks like she's 12. I think she might maybe be legal to drink, but not for long. So that's who we got here. Which, and I share that not to pick, well, a little to pick on you, but also I got to be honest, I start feeling like old man Campion, like, oh, these young kids don't want to work. So I see like young people that are kicking butt and taking names and getting at it. A, it fires me up. And B, I just want any of you guys or gals listening that might be, you know, in your early 20s to be like, all right, I can, you know, this, I can do this. This isn't just an old man's game or an old lady game. Okay. So what I love kind of talking about just, yeah. So when you, most time, and I won't say and speak for you, but most time when people reach out to us, something is not going right. They're not living the life they want. They're not making the money they want. They're banging their head in some sort of wall. What made you go, I don't have what I want? Like, what wasn't working for you?
Everything wasn't working. I had employees that thought they were the boss. I didn't have contracts that respected me. I was being basically run down into the ground. I almost shut the business down. Like, I was one day from just quitting it all before I found you guys. And the way that you were speaking and talking, you really did speak to me. Like, it was like you were through the phone, like just having a conversation with me. And I was like, oh my goodness, I need to reach out. And that same day, I spoke with you like over a Zoom call, and here we are. And now I am like confident. The new people who I'm hiring are like excited to be on board with this growth period. And I'm just thankful that I waited that one day.
I did get to talk to, you know, we typically have a team of people that does those initial calls, and I got to talk to Patty. I didn't know, or maybe I knew and I had forgotten, I should, that you were that like, and we get a lot of people like, hey man, I got to fix it or I'm done. Like, that's fairly common, but today's my last day of living this way. Either I'm going to shut it down or I'm gonna fix it is unusual. So did you find us on the podcast?
No, I actually saw you guys on Facebook.
Okay. It'd be interesting because you're on the podcast now. It's like full circle. First you were kind of listening to other people. All right. So nothing was working. And I'm so glad that we kind of shared your age, because I bought my first business when I was 23. And I know y'all looking now are like, I don't know, but I promise I had a baby face. So I had a lot of, and I was raised by a single mom. We didn't have any business owners in our family. Like, there was no, like, I didn't go to Harvard. I didn't go anywhere. I went to Glendale Community College for 10 seconds before I quit. You know, like, it was, so I would have loved to have somebody that was succeeding, that was my age, that I could look at and be, and that had that same, like, you know, people are just
running all over me, right? Like, I just, because I felt like I was young and I didn't have self-confidence and I didn't have any reason to be confident. I don't think I was doing. So regardless if you're 22 or 52, if you're kind of like, man, I feel like my people are beating up on me, like employees, customers, like everyone's just running me, this is the podcast for you. So A, I'm so glad that you called. I didn't know it was like kind of that dire, so to speak. I'm so glad that you reached out. And by the way, guys, gals, a lot of people, unfortunately, Patty's unusual. We get a lot of people like, I've been listening to you for 2 years and it's been getting worse and worse. And they kind of wait until they're just like, or maybe Patty just found us when things were miserable. Maybe she had found us earlier. She wouldn't have called until things were a mess. But you don't have to wait. And again, whether it's calling us or doing whatever, getting help, doing something different, you don't have to wait till things are on fire. You can wait until you're just not happy and go, I don't want this. I'm going to change it. So when you came in, what were the like two or three things that you were able to do that made the biggest difference? And maybe you can share that. So some of the other people out there listening, they're feeling their people run over them, that nobody listens to them, they're kind of quit, so they could maybe have a little bit of the same turnaround you did.
The biggest thing that I had to change was my mindset. I had this mindset that I'm too young. Getting clients was going to be difficult. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be hard. Like, business is hard. That's just how I thought of it. And the more that I got in the community that understood me, that I could talk to them, the more that I was like, hey, this stuff is normal, but it can be better. Like, it's not always hard. Everything, every choice you make is going to be a hard route. You going to bed early is going to be hard because you're missing out on stuff, but you're going to bed at late at night is also hard. So everything's a decision. It's just, what type of hard are you wanting? And this was like, I wanted to challenge myself to be better. And it was the perfect challenge because I overcame everything I ever thought. Like, I never thought I could even be here. And I'm just proud that I changed my mindset and I found you guys. The community is just empowering.
So first of all, just on a personal note, I love that Patty literally with her body created another human being and then gave birth to a full-size human out of a very small space and went through all that. And she's like, oh, this building a business is hard. Creating another human and bringing it into the world with your body. That sounds hard to me, but I'm a dude. So maybe we all have our different gifts. I love what you said about you have to choose the hard that you want, right? You have to pick the hard that you want. Because that's so true, right? Like, perfect example of kids, like having not given birth, but participated in other parts of raising children, super hard, but super fulfilling, right? Like, it would probably, yes. Not probably, it would be way easier if I didn't have kids and my life would be less, just less, right? So same thing goes with entrepreneurship. It is much easier to have a job, but it's also kind of hard to ask some other human, may please spend time with my family. Would it be okay if we left for a week? To me, that's hard. So I love, Patty, your insight of, you just got to pick your heart. There's going to be hard. This is life, man. You pick your heart. So that's great. That said, I love just the broad confidence statement. I just had to change my mindset, but I know the listeners are out there like, well, yeah, like, how do I do that? So what specifically that you can recall helped you go from fearful, maybe I deserve this, in terms of being beat up by my employees, my customers, obviously it's going to be hard to get customers, who's going to want me, like all of these beliefs, you know, I wish I could say you gave us money, we waved our magic wand and you were different, but that's not how it worked. How did you experience it? And how can you take that experience and share with the listeners of like how they might be able to have that same kind of transformation?
Yeah. So just understanding the business, understanding where my numbers are going, where they're coming from. But again, like Suzanne, like writing down my goals, and I put them on my mirror. So every single day when I get ready, I read them off and I see it. And like, I have a vision of where I'm going now. Like, mm-hmm. In the beginning, I was just doing it to do it with there's no goal. I just knew that I wanted to not be in a sucky place. But now I have a vision. I have a goal. I'm achieving that goal step by step. And it's going to take time, but I'm getting there. And so that was like a huge mindset change. Also, just talking with Suzanne, figuring out what in the heck I want to do. Mm-hmm.
So I'm really hearing clarity. And I'm hearing in three ways. One, knowing, getting clear on what you wanted, right? And then writing it down and putting it in literally in front of your face every day. That's awesome. Two, in your numbers and how to be a business, you know what I'm saying? Like clarity and how to, so you were first, you weren't clear on where you wanted to go. So, okay. And Suzanne walked you through that, which is great. And then clear on how to keep that in front of you. Two, you weren't really clear on how to get there in terms of like, I don't know what my numbers are. I don't know how to get clients. Like, I don't know what I should be charging. Like just a lot of lack of clarity. And obviously the systems and processes got you there. And it sounds like three, clarity on what was possible. Like, is why I love, you know, that's why we have so many of our clients on, is because I feel like a lot of times we tell you guys on the podcast, like, hey, you can work 0 to 15 hours a week from anywhere in the world with a $1 million business making 30% net profit. Like these are, and I can say it and people are like, but you know, for you, Patty, I know you kind of got in the group and you started seeing people that was just their reality. So you're like, oh, they're not smart. They might be older than I. Most everyone in the group is, maybe everyone, I don't know, I haven't done a tally, but most, if not all, are, but they're not smarter than me and they've got the same systems and processes. So I don't want to oversimplify what you're saying, but I just hear clarity in terms of like knowing it's possible, knowing your numbers, knowing what you want. Is that an overstatement?
No, that's 100% accurate.
Hey, new friend, love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content, you just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on, we'll see you there.
So I like this question. What's the hardest thing we asked you to do that you fought us the hardest on and you didn't want to do? And let me know, and then how did it work out? Either you didn't do it, which is fine, how'd that work out? Or you did do it, and how did that work out? Like, what? Just give us the one thing you were like, oh, I knew Mike or Suzanne or Jack, whoever, I knew you were going to ask me to do it. I don't want to do it, but I did it anyway, or maybe you didn't. Yeah, tell me the whole story.
Mine was pain conversations. Okay. I am not the best at speaking socially with people. It's not my strongest suit, but I went and did it anyways, and it was pretty awesome. The girl who I went and did my first pain conversation with, I just was honest with her. I told her, hey, this is my first time doing this. Can I just practice on you? And she was like, yeah, sure. Let's go sit down at the table. You can ask me all your questions. And I was like, okay. So then I'm sitting there all nervous, asking her my questions. And she's just sitting there with a big smile on her face, just genuinely happy that I'm just getting back into it. Because I told her my story. I told her that I almost stopped, but I'm restarting. I have a new focus. And she was just happy for me. And that was also a mindset thing, that I was thinking all clients would be hard-headed. But then I went to this one, and she was the sweetest, kindest person, and left the biggest review I've ever gotten in the year and a half I've been in a business.
First of all, I love just how coachable and sweet you are, Patty. And gosh, there's so much in that. When I was younger, I had the opposite instinct than Patty, which is pretend that I had my crap together. And if people knew that I was young and dumb, they would not trust me or like me or whatever. So I tried to act super professional, not like I knew everything, but like I was super competent. And, you know, looking back, I'm like, I bet you there's just a lot of older people that were just smarter than I am, that were just nice and probably saw I was kind of full of crap and didn't want to call me out, or maybe not, I don't know. But as I've gotten older, I've started to go the opposite way, kind of how Patty is naturally, or how you chose to show up, which is just be honest. Like, hey, I'm new here. I don't know anything. I would be like, oh no, we've got a great business. Everything's great. Like as an entrepreneur, especially when you have employees, you're like, I have to pretend everything's great, or the employees, you know, if anyone knows I'm full of crap, they'll leave. And I love that you just went to the, like, let me just be honest. This thing's hard. And I was about to quit. Like that can be really hard for a young business owner. I don't mean young in age of their life on this planet, but young and that they've not owned a business for a long time, to admit that it sucks and they were going to quit to a customer. Like that's big girl type stuff. So I love that you were willing to do that. And it's funny to me that you're like, I'm not very good at talking in social situations, because for those of you that don't know, but I'm just listening, like she's very social, very sweet. Like I've never seen any, you know, some people are just weird around people. Patty's super comfortable. It's funny that we come off differently than we feel, right? Like if you'd ask me, I'd be like, oh, I bet you Patty has tons of friends. She loves to meet new people and she's super social. And I asked Patty, she's like, oh no, none of those things. Like, I don't want any of that. And then I just love the realness of it. So for the guys and gals out there that are in a similar spot, looking for some hope, like that are like, hey, I'm, you know, God forbid, not a day away from calling, but, or quitting, but I'm at the point where it's time. I got to change my life. I got to be done with this thing, or I got to get it to serve me the way I want, right? Not me cleaning toilets for very little money, but it actually building a business. What specific changes have made in your life in terms of like, has your day-to-day better, your company growth? What feedback can you give? I will leave the floor open to kind of brag on yourself a little and then give any encouragement to the listeners that you think would be a benefit to them.
So looking back at my numbers in the beginning of the business, I would say almost 70% of the homes that I went to, I was paying to clean that house.
Paying them.
I was paying the cost to clean
was more than they were giving you in money.
Got it. Yes. Now, revamped business, I am coming in with 40% profit on every single house that we walk into.
And was that just same fancy sales work, confidence? Like, how'd you make that change?
It's confidence, figuring out the numbers, figuring out what I had to price, because you're a business. One of my biggest things that I used to do is I would judge other people's pockets by my pockets. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't do that any longer. And it was just the mindset of like, okay, I'm a business and I deserve this to make money, to make an income. And another mindset, I didn't think people would take me on if I told them that. And now every single person that I tell, hey, I'm in this to make money also, they're all cool with it. They're like, we understand. And that was like really cool just to see in person, like how other people are also.
I love that. So a couple of things to unpack and then we'll wrap. One, another thing I think I would have been afraid to say when I was younger in business, like, hey, I'm here to make a profit. Like that's some sort of embarrassment or something. I love, and you were afraid and you're like, yeah, but that's the truth. Like, which, well, if they think we're doing it for not, you know, we're just doing it for fun. Like, obviously we're trying to make, and two things can be true at once. Six things can be true at once. It can be all true that you love your clients, you love your business, you want them to be happy, you want them to get way more value than the money that they give you, and you want to make a ton of profit. Like, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And I love, and I think it's a testament to you and how you show up, Patty, when you go to clients and ask for favors. Hey, can I just, and by the way, she mentioned paying conversation earlier. One of the things we have our clients do that are newer, before you start your marketing, which is typically, let me tell you about me. We really want you to talk about them and what they're going through and their problem and their pain. And the best way to get that in their own words is to ask them. So it can be scary to have a conversation. I love that when Patty, and you didn't ask for a review, you asked for, can I have 10 minutes of your time just to tell me what about makes you clean, frustrated about other cleaning companies? And she did that. You got the review as well, right? If you do that with non-clients, a lot of times they're like, why don't you just give me a bid? So they can even turn into sales. So I love the humility, I think, of just being like, I was going to quit. Can you help me? Yeah, I'm here to make profit. And there's only two kinds of people in the world. One that are supportive. And again, that, believe it or not, there's strengths and weaknesses to everything, right? So you're like, I'm just a, you know, young girl, young mom, like what, who knows? Sounds like, especially residentials, a lot of females you're dealing with, they want to put their kind of metaphorical arm around you, be like, come on, let me help you, let me show you, which is, I had that when I was young. Like one of my only job I had as an adult was like selling cars. And I had a lot of these old guys, come here, let me show you how to sell a car. I'm like, yes, please. And they'd show me exactly how to sell my car, which was great. So I love that you are attracting people that want you to win. Like, and that's great. And you haven't had this, but if someone's like, no, I don't want you to make any money, I'd rather save a nickel than you make a nickel, you could be like, oh, you're a crazy person. Like, that's okay. We're just not a good fit for, like, you have now the confidence to go, oh, well, if you're just so, you know, same with you. You're not like, I want to make a bunch of money and screw you and you be unhappy and I want to win. And you're like, no, I want all of us to win. I want to provide amazing service. And the more money you give me, the better service I can have. And of course I deserve a profit. Like that win-win is, yeah, that's who you are. All right. Any closing words, Patty, before we wrap it? Any encouragements, any fears, anything you want to say to Clean Nation?
My encouragement is just like Nike says, just do it. Get out there, and not to seem prideful or anything, but call Mike. You won't regret it.
So funny. I always tell people before the podcast, don't like sell crap. It's going to sound like we're pitching them. And they always like, you got to call Mike. About it. I told you to cut it out. I will give you a slightly different encouragement. I love to just do it. Good enough for Nike and their multi-billion dollar company. Good enough for us. Right. But I will encourage you, don't wait until like it's the day before or you're miserable. You can't make payroll or things are just a mess. Right. Call when you're just not living the life that you want. And yep. Just do it, right? If you think I'm full of crap, don't call me. Find someone. Do something. So if you get the help that you need, there are people out there that have had the result that you want and can show you how to do it. Coaches are awesome. Like that is really, really expedited. I'm still in coaching. I've been doing this 25 years and I still pay for coaching, right? So I would highly recommend, just like Patty, just do it. If you're not living the life that you want, try something. And I'll just play devil's advocate on my own advice here. I called a coach once and that dude scammed me and he was, yeah, okay. So you're just going to give up? learn from that and go, okay, well, that coach was a scam because of this and I'm going to find some help that's better, right? Like there's zero entrepreneurs in the world that are successful that had one bad experience and like, yeah, I dated this girl and she broke my heart. So I guess I'll just die alone. It's like, well, no, I guess that's an option. Or I can learn from that and move on with my life. So I'm going to tag on with Patty, just do it. If you want to help, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I don't even think we have anything for sale. You can even email me, Mike at growmycleaningcompany. Just be like, hey, I heard the podcast with Patty and she was excited. Especially, please, 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 if you're one day or you're to that point where I'm going to shut this thing down or I'm going to make a change, please, and you don't know what to do, reach out. At the very minimum, we can encourage you. Entrepreneurship is so important and there's nothing worse than guys and gals who hate that 9-to-5 and they weren't built for that. And they start a company and they're so close to success and then they give up and go back and they give up on their dream. Don't let that be you. Take some action. Again, feel free to reach out. We'll help any way we can. Talk soon. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.